Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about two surefire ways of realizing that you're dealing with a narcissist, okay? A quick way to realize that you're dealing with a narcissist. So many people put stuff out there about how to look out for a narcissist. I mean, there's so many different kinds of signs when somebody gaslights you, when somebody flips the blame on you, when somebody has an overinflated image of themselves. And people put out information and they say, you know, one of the best ways to know whether you're dealing with a narcissist is just to say no to them. Well, that's not always the best way or a surefire way to know whether you're dealing with a narcissist by saying no. Because if it is in the beginning stages of the relationship, it's during the love bombing stage. You could say no to a narcissist, and guess what? They may fool you and say, well, that's okay. You know, we could wait on that. Why is that? Because the narcissist is after something big. So in the beginning, a narcissist is very accommodating. They will go out of their way for you. This is how they fool you, because they will be the perfect person in order to earn your trust, okay? The narcissist's goal in the beginning of a relationship is to earn your trust, and they will do anything to do that. Some of them will even spend money on you because the prize down the road is even bigger, a bigger payoff for them. So they will even spend money on you. And that's where people get confused and they say, you know, they can't be a narcissist. Narcissists are takers. They would never spend money on me. Well, if you're dealing with a narcissist who's after something really big, like money or a place to live or have you invest in a business, yeah, they may spend money on you in the beginning or buy you things in the beginning because they want to earn that trust. They're after something big, okay? But what are two surefire signs that you are dealing with a narcissist, okay? I'm going to get into that in a minute. But understand, just by saying no to a narcissist, sometimes the narcissist will fool you in the beginning and be like, oh, that's okay. You know, we don't have to do that, or I'll do whatever you want to do. So if it's in the beginning of the relationship and you tell them no, they might be okay with it and figure they can manipulate you later on to get what they want. So that is not a surefire way of knowing whether you're dealing with a narcissist or not. Because again, a narcissist will be accommodating in the beginning. They will do whatever you want in the beginning. They will show you consistency in the beginning. You know, they'll love bomb you, all of this in the beginning. And it's all till they get you, okay? It's all till they get you. So whether you tell no to the narcissist in the beginning, you're not going to know really if that's a narcissist or not, because they might be okay with that no. They may, you know, figure they'll get you later on and manipulate you. But I'm going to tell you how you're really going to know you're dealing with a narcissist, all right? Obviously, you know, when a narcissist doesn't want to take accountability, okay? Narcissists don't want to take accountability. And this is another thing that they do to fool you in the beginning as well. Sometimes in the beginning, a narcissist will take accountability, or they'll say, oh, I'm sorry, if they do something that they feel, you know, upset you or pissed you off. Why? Because again, remember this, it's the beginning stages of the relationship and they're still after something. So they are a chameleon. They will mold themselves into the person that you want till they get that trust and they get that supply out of you. So they could, you know, they could even sometimes in the beginning, again, this is the narcissist that's after something big. They may say, oh, I'm sorry I did that, because they're trying to show, you know, fake humility. They're trying to humble themselves, but it's all fake. It's not authentic, and it's all to fool you. This is what causes people to have cognitive dissonance, where they say, but wait a minute, they can't be a narcissist. You know, they apologized for this, or they, you know, they said they were sorry, or you know, they took accountability in the beginning. Again, look at the timing of things. It's the beginning of the relationship. And they will, you know, do these things because, again, they're after something big and they don't have your trust yet, and they got to They want to get you hook, line, and sinker. Once they get you hook, line, and sinker, where, you know, you're sweating them and you trust them, then they switch up and turn into their cruel, wicked, authentic self because they don't care. They got you at that point. But at the point in the beginning stages of the relationship when the narcissist doesn't have you yet and they want something out of you, okay, they can do these things, all right, where they fool you and you say to yourself, well, I don't know if they're a narcissist. They took accountability. They spent money on me. You know, they said they're sorry. Again, you guys, look at the stage of the relationship. It's the beginning stages. And also, even if you said no to them in the beginning and they were okay with it, you say, oh, well, they can't be a narcissist. They were okay with the fact that I said no. No, they are a narcissist, but they're fooling you again because it's the beginning stage of the relationship, and they figure they're going to get you down the road, okay? And how do I know this? Because it actually happened to me where I was dealing with a narcissist that I had very strong boundaries with, and I was like, he was not getting the supply that he wanted out of me, and he was like, oh, that's okay, you know, we could wait, that's okay. You know, he was very accommodating, he was apologetic at times, and he even spent money on me too and everything. And I'm saying he can't be a narcissist when in fact he was in fact a narcissist, and he was a cruel, malignant narcissist at that. But it was the beginning stages of the relationship. And, you know, that's when they're the most charming, and especially a malignant narcissist, they are very, very charming. And, you know, this is how they fool you, because they kill you with that lovey-dovey stuff, okay? And I had somebody laughing about the fact that I said lovey-dovey, but that's exactly what it is. They're just so easy to deal with. See, a narcissist is going to mold themselves into what you want in the beginning. They're going to be so easy to deal with, all right? They're going to be oh, that's okay. Oh, this is okay. Oh, sure, we could do this. Oh, you know, we're gonna have a big house, and oh, our kids are gonna look just like you. This is all the bullshit that they throw out at you to fool you. Okay, so you guys, listen, always look at where you are in the relationship, all right? If it's the beginning stages of the relationship, which I will consider the first 6 months, all right? You can't go by anything in the first 6 months, all right? Because people can wear a mask for at least 6 months. The most I've actually seen, 6 months. If they're really after something big, like you're dealing with a professional scammer, they could do it up to a year, all right, if they're after something big. But in general, the narcissist, that mask will fall between 3 and 6 months, in my experience in dealing with narcissists. But you guys, the way you're going to know you're dealing with a narcissist, all right, I'm going to give you two surefire ways you're going to know. Is one, they're obsessed with their image, all right? And what do I mean by obsessed with their image? In other words, they're very, very hyper-focused on what people think about them. When somebody is very worried about what people think about them, they are insecure and they're worried that they're going to be portrayed in a negative light, all right? So, you know, you're dealing with an insecure person. This is the person that constantly needs to prove something. This is the bragger at sometimes, the braggart, all right? This is somebody who's always bragging, you know, oh, you know, sending you pictures of them at the gym flexing up, or bragging about, you know, all their awards, or bragging about this. They're trying to portray to you how great, how wonderful they are, okay? Now, there's a difference between somebody being proud of their achievements and somebody trying to fool you and portray a different image. Somebody who's trying to portray that they are superior to people. So if they have an overinflated, you know, sense of self that they are better than people, then most likely that is a red flag. You are dealing with a narcissist. And how do you see these things? Look at how they talk to people when you go out. In other words, let's say, how do they talk to the waiter? Are they rude? Are they obnoxious? Do they feel entitled? Do they cut the line? How do they drive? Are they obnoxious where they're cutting people off? All right. And I did a reel on this about test environments, how to test whether you're dealing with a narcissist. And I'm going to drop it soon. All right. About different scenarios that you'll be in with a narcissist to see, am I dealing with a narcissistic person? But like I said, one of the big clues that you're dealing with a narcissistic person is they're very, very concerned about their image. And this, my friends, a lot of times you'll see this with the covert narcissist. This is why they're so nice to outsiders. They want outsiders to like them. They don't care about treating you like crap at home because they already got you, all right? They don't have to win you over. That's when you're already in a relationship with them, but they're worried about their image. They're worried about what other people think about them. A lot of them can be ass kissers, all right? Ass kissers to the boss, ass kissers to members in your family, ass kissers to certain people, and it's just fake and over the top, all right? So one of the biggest clues that you are dealing with somebody who could be narcissistic is that they're very, very concerned about their image and what people think about them. And they'll also say to you, so what does your family think about me? What does your friends think about me? They're worried. They're worried because, again, they have a very low ego, all right? They have, you know, low self-esteem. They have, you know, an insecure ego, like the narcissist has an insecure ego, but they portray they're this strong, confident person. That is all a front. They are cowards. But what they're going to do, the way you're going to know that, is they're going to keep asking you, so what do your friends think of me? Oh, what do your family think about me? Oh, what did they talk about? Narcissists always worry about what other people are thinking about them, okay? So that is a red flag, a big red flag, okay, that you could be dealing with a narcissist. Now, I'm just going to throw in another clue that you could be dealing with a narcissist, you guys, which is pretty, you know, pretty obvious. They don't take accountability and they blame shift. Big, big red flag that they blame shift, all right? Big red flag you're dealing with a narcissist is that when you bring something up to them, they can't own it. They can't own that they're wrong. They'll never say that they're wrong when you're in the relationship, all right? We're not talking about the beginning stages. When you're in the relationship, they can't own that they're wrong, and they'll always flip it back on you and deflect. Classic red flag you're dealing with a narcissist. And the way they do that is gaslight. They call you crazy. You don't remember it. I don't know what you're talking about. They give the amnesia card. That's your covert narcissist, all right? Or they always go into the silent treatment. Another big red flag you're dealing with a narcissist is that they can't communicate. Again, you're dealing with a covert narcissist. And I'm going to get into all about covert narcissists in another podcast where I talk about exactly, you know, how to spot them, all right? But the thing is, you guys, two of the biggest sure signs that you know that you're dealing with a narcissist, actually, I should have made it three sure signs, is one, they're hyper-focused and hyper-worried about their image, what people think about them, all right? That's why they're, you know, they're almost disgustingly ass kissers to outside people, and you see it and you say, oh my gosh, you know, they are so fake and phony. Look at how they're so phony to these people in the family, or how they go out of their way and everything like that. You know, they're trying to win them over. Why? Because they have money and they're trying to be on the good side of these people because they have money. You'll notice it too, because they'll be ass kissing to the people that have money or prestige, people that could do something for them, all right? But somebody who doesn't have anything to offer them, they're going to make like you don't even exist. They're going to ignore you in the room. That's also another sure sign that you're dealing with a narcissist. They will ignore people that they feel can't do anything for them. You are of no use to them. But the people that have the money, the people that have the power, the people that have the prestige, maybe the people that are good looking or young, they're going to, you know, they're going to move towards those people and want to be around those kind of people because it Again, it makes their image look good to be associated with these kind of people, all right? So again, they're hyper-focused on their image and, you know, being around people of money or people who are good-looking because it gives them a good image, all right? Makes them feel good about themselves. That's why a lot of times older narcissists, they love to hang out with young people because it makes their image, it makes them feel like they're young, okay? And also because they feel they can manipulate young people because they don't have the life experience, all right? Now, I'm going to get into the next one. And this, you guys, this is it. This is the number one way you will know you are dealing with a narcissist. Number one, okay? More than just saying no to somebody. You will know you're dealing with a narcissist when you're down and they are not there for you, okay? That's the number one way you're going to know you're dealing with a narcissist. A narcissist is going to make excuses. If you're dealing with a covert narcissist, they're going to disappear on you, and then they're going to come back later with an excuse, okay? They're going to say they were sleeping. They're going to say they were sick. They were going to say they fell in a parking lot. They were going to say they left their phone downstairs. They're going to say their phone fell in the sink, all right? They're going to say they had to go help their mother. But when you're down and you have nothing to offer that narcissist, a narcissist who has no empathy, somebody who's narcissistic and has no empathy is not going to be there for you when you're down. Narcissists don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to go out of their way and help people unless they get some kind of benefit out of somebody. So the way you're going to know whether somebody, the surefire way you're going to know whether somebody is narcissistic is whether when you're down, is this person going to be there for you? And how do you test that? You could test that by telling them you're sick, all right? When you tell a narcissist you're sick, they may give you that fake empathy. You say, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Oh, I'm so sorry. If you need anything, you know, let me know. And then what happens is you call them up and tell them, you know, I need your help with something, or could you pick up my medicine, or could you help me with something with my kids, pick up my kid from school or something. And guess what? That narcissist doesn't pick up their phone, okay? They don't pick up their phone. They disappear. And if you're dealing with a covert narcissist, they do this, all right? They're not there for you when you need them. And then they come back later and pretend that, you know, oh, you know, they were sleeping or they were sick or they were busy at work or they didn't have their phone on. They are loaded with excuses. Nobody has more excuses than a fake, phony, snaky, covert narcissist that isn't there for you and pretends to have your back, all right? That is going to tell you that you are dealing with a covert narcissist because they pretend to be there for you and they really aren't, okay? That's how you're going to know, by putting their back against the wall and see if they will get down and dirty for you when you need them, all right? And a lot of them, and especially if you're dealing with family, they will leave you for dead, all right? Why? Because deep down, they're sadistic and they hate you underneath. Why do they hate you underneath? Because they're competitive with you and they're jealous of you. And, you know, they could be competitive for money or competitive just because they're miserable about a lot of things, all right? But they don't show their hand. This is why people get fooled by the covert narcissist. But you will see it in their actions. Don't go by what comes out of somebody's mouth. Go by their actions of what they show you. So when you are down, and I've been there, and that's how I saw all the narcissists that I have around me who weren't there for me when my kid was in and out of hospitals and when he was sick, I really saw who was there, who had my back, who was consistent with it, and who didn't, okay? And that's how you're gonna know. Okay, that's how you're going to know when somebody is willing to get down and dirty for you and they have nothing to gain by doing it. That's somebody that's a real one, and that's somebody who really cares about you, all right? But a narcissist won't do that, and they won't even do that for their kids. You know why? Because they're fucking selfish, and they don't want to be inconvenienced. They leave all the responsibility onto the other parent or other people because they are lazy. Narcissists are basically lazy and don't want to do the hard work. They want to be where the fun and the good times are, but they don't want to do the hard work if they don't have to. And that's why they're loaded with excuses. They are horrible people, horrible parents. They should have never, ever become parents, all right? And God help you, you ever get involved with a narcissist and you have kids with them, you will be raising those kids on your own 99% of the time. Because although the narcissist may be there for you in the beginning stages of the breakup co-parenting, as time goes on, that narcissist is not going to be around. And then you know what happens? They try to come back later on in their life and be in their kids' life. But guess what? At that point, the kids don't want to be bothered with them because kids remember who was there for them and who wasn't there in times of, you know, bad times, all right? So the number one surefire way you're going to know whether you're dealing with a narcissist is the level of empathy somebody shows you, okay? How much this person is kind, how much this person is understanding, how much this person will go out of their way for you, how much this person will not criticize, judge you, or victim shame you if you're going through something rough. When you're going through something rough, the people that are kind to you, understanding, not shaming you and say, oh, well, you did it to yourself. The person that sits there and says, well, you did it to yourself, there's your fucking narcissist. There's your fucking narcissist blaming you for a bad situation that you could be in instead of being kind and understanding, all right? So listen to me when I tell you, when you're down, that's when you're going to see who's got you and who doesn't. And a narcissist won't have your back, all right? And you better think about this. If you're looking for a life partner, you know, you want somebody, you don't know what life could throw out at you, all right? My father told me this years ago before I was getting married. He said, you always have to be prepared in life. Somebody could lose their job, somebody could get sick, and you have to be prepared for that, all right? So the bottom line is, you guys, you want somebody that will support you, okay? Support you emotionally, support you physically, when you go through those tough times in life, all right? I'm talking from life's experience. This is not shit that you read in a textbook. This is shit that you know because you've lived life and you know it, and you're trying to give people your wisdom to beware that when you find a life partner, you want somebody who will be there for you, okay? When times turn ugly, all right? God forbid you get sick. And don't think because you're young, you can't get sick. They were just showing on the news how breast cancer is even showing up in younger and younger and younger women. Now they're doing mammograms at 40 years old now. So the point in all this, you guys, is you don't know what life could throw you. And God forbid you get sick. You have to go to doctors. You need support. Let's say you have children with somebody. You want to know that somebody's got your back. Okay? Somebody's got your back. That if something happened to you, you could trust this person to raise your kids, or this person could be there for you when you're going through, God forbid, you know, you have a serious, you know, illness or something like that going on. You know that you have somebody that you can depend on. That's the whole point of why God created a woman, all right? Was that man would not be alone, that there was a support system, that they had each other, that they shouldn't be alone, okay? So the whole point is the two of you support each other. You become as one and you're each other's support system, all right? So you need somebody who will be able to sacrifice. And this is how you're going to really know if somebody really loves you as well. Somebody who loves you will sacrifice for you. They will actually put you above themselves if they really, really love them, all right? And I could do that. I could honestly say I could do that for my kids. I could put my kids above myself because that's the amount of love I have for my children, all right? So The bottom line is you don't want somebody who's selfish, self-absorbed, all right? You want somebody that, you know, knows what it is to humble themselves and is able to get down and dirty and do the dirty work if they had to be there for you, because they have that sense of sacrifice and love, and they are not going to just run when the chips are down. That's your ride or die. That's your ride or die. So the way you could test this, you guys, is that you let the narcissist, you're not doing so well. Let's say you're dating somebody, right? I'm going to give you a scenario. Let's say you're dating somebody and you tell them, you know, I can't really do this. I'm not feeling good, this and that. You see if that person is understanding and they still want to see you. See, when you get sick, a lot of times the narcissist will say, oh, I hope you feel better. And then you don't hear from them for a long time. Why? Because they're going out with other supply. And they'll hit you up when you're not sick anymore. But somebody who cares about you is going to be checking in on you. They're going to maybe even stop by your house, even if you're sick, okay? That's somebody who really cares about you, all right? And, you know, when I was dating somebody, when I was living in Brooklyn, I was dating this guy. He owned restaurants all over the place, all right? And when I was really sick, I had like a bad ear infection and everything like that. He was sending me food to the house. He was great, all right? He was really, really kind and understanding, and then showing up, are you okay, and everything like that, because he cared, all right? Because he cared, because he was a good friend, and, you know, that's what people do, all right? That's what people do that really care. They're there for you. They got your back, all right? So the point I'm trying to make in all of this, you guys, is the number way you're going to know is by the level of empathy they have for you when you're going through something tough. If they don't have any empathy for you, they're cold as ice, they turn their back on you. And this actually happened to me when my son was sick. I really saw the level of coldness by certain people. Didn't matter, you know, that I had a kid that was sick, that was in the hospital. I was still dealing with people that had too much pride, okay? Couldn't humble themselves and didn't realize we got a sick kid in the hospital, all right? Because they were more concerned about themselves, all right? That's where you're really going to see the narcissism in somebody, because they're more concerned in themselves than, let's say, even a kid that's sick, all right? Disgusting, disgusting people. Believe me, and people say to me, how do you know about narcissism? Man, I don't even talk about half of the disgusting narcissistic things that I have seen out of people, all right, you guys? But trust me, trust and believe when I tell you, all right, the way you're going to know about these narcissists is by their level of empathy when you're going through something rough. So you can test somebody by letting them know you're going through something rough and just see how they react to that. See how much they care, how much empathy they show you. But caveat to that is be careful if it's in the very beginning stages, because they may be very kind and understanding and you think, ooh, they're not a narcissist, you know, it's beginning stages. But as time goes by, see if they're consistent with it, all right? A narcissist is not consistent with that fake empathy, and that's how you know, ooh, that's fake. That's a fake narcissist, because they were, you know, kind, understanding in the beginning, and now they're cold and indifferent and couldn't care less. Ding, ding, ding. I'm dealing with a fake person that has no heart, that was fake empathy. That's how you're going to know, you guys, all right? Now, I have to go. I want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day, okay? Happy Mother's Day to all those badass mothers out there that are doing everything for their kids, putting their kids first, all right? And to all those badass dads that have to be a mom to their kids because maybe the mother wasn't around. She was narcissistic and was selfish. So all those dads that are holding it up for their kids, God bless you guys. Stay strong. And to all the badass parents of special needs, autistic kids, and all special needs kids out there, you are a special warrior, okay? You are a special warrior. And God will repay those that sacrifice for others, okay? So you guys, I hope that helps you. Don't forget, hit the subscribe button, share the podcast, and have a great day. Relax, have a great day, and just distance yourself from these demons, okay? Distance yourself from these people who will disturb your peace, all right? Remember, you know, it's not you, it's that you're dealing with a toxic person, okay? You're dealing with a toxic person who cannot deal with shame, all right? So don't forget, share the podcast, subscribe, and have a great day. Have a great Mother's Day. Take care, guys. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio. And you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.